The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, an all too familiar voice.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Our country is in a horrible state. We're in grave trouble. This is not a task for a politician or a conventional candidate. This is a task for a great movement that embodies the courage, confidence, and the spirit of the American people. This is a movement. This is not for any one individual. This is a job for tens of millions of proud people working together from all across the land and from all walks of life, young and old, black and white, Hispanic and Asian, many of whom we have brought together for the very, very first time.
Yes, despite the impeachments, tarnished reputation, legal woes and advancing years, Donald Trump is going for the presidency in 2024. It was an announcement we all expected, but can Donald Trump rekindle the momentum he had in 2016? For more on this, I'm joined now by Managing Editor at WSHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
No surprise at all.
Absolutely none. I mean, he telegraphed this for, well, basically the past 2 years, but specifically right before the election, he was looking at this as sort of a pre-coronation coronation. But once the Republican election results didn't go the way that he had hoped, he had felt, according to his advisors, that if he didn't do an announcement yesterday, he would look weak.
He has, I suppose, stolen a march, though, on other possible Republican contenders.
Absolutely. The smart money is that he's trying to fend off a challenge from Republican governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, especially, although there are several other candidates who might be you could include in the mix, including Glenn Youngkin from Virginia, also Chris Christie, a former governor of New Jersey, Mike Pence, and then, you know, a list of people who had challenged him before. So one was to claim a stake. Now, this is unprecedented. No one has really announced a candidacy for president 2 years ahead of time. You know, usually starts coming in the spring or early summer of would be next year. So he's looking to head off or secure or scare off, I guess is a better term, any potential challengers. But on the other hand, he's also looking to inoculate himself against any of the criminal charges against him, because he has claimed that, well, if I'm running for president and you are going to investigate or arrest me or charge me, you're interfering with politics.
That might be convention, but it's not the law. I mean, nobody's above the law, even if he's only a candidate, one of a field of maybe six or seven Republican runners, he doesn't have that inoculation in law.
He doesn't. Absolutely not. He does not have that inoculation. It's something that he has said repeatedly that this is what it's all about. I mean, again, until you have been convicted of a crime, and even if he's convicted of a crime, that doesn't disqualify him from being president. We had a case about 100 years ago in which Eugene V. Debs was in jail and he ran for president and received a good 15% of the vote. So it doesn't inoculate him except in the court of public opinion and in the court of his supporters.
Now, he did see off Jeb Bush in Florida in his original campaign. So he is probably looking at Ron DeSantis in a similar vein. However, although Ron DeSantis is described as a Trump-like figure but with brains, he could also maybe be described as a Trump-like figure but without the cunning that Trump has.
Without the cunning, without the bluster, without the baggage. Yes, all of that. The one thing that Trump has is that he has his diehard followers, those who put the flags on their trucks and on their cars, those who just, I'll say the term, you know, basically worship him. Ron DeSantis does not have that. Now, the big question is going to be, is besides maybe say the 10 to 15% of Republicans who are truly MAGA people, will this work with the rest of the Republican Party, who are still nursing their wounds or licking their wounds from last week, and the rest of the American people, or has Trump fatigue set in?
Now, what about Mitch McConnell? I mean, he must be lamenting the fact that Trump intervened and possibly lost key Senate seats, which deprived him of becoming the leader of the Senate. He remains a minority leader if it's 50-50 with the casting vote for Kamala Harris, or even 51-49, depending on how Georgia turns out. So you know, where is Mitch McConnell's star at the moment?
Well, it's not very good. He has a challenge now from Florida Senator Rick Scott, who ran the Senate campaign for the Republicans. Although you could say Rick Scott didn't do very well. There is a challenge among Trump supporters against him. They felt that Mitch McConnell didn't strongly get behind their the MAGA candidates, their candidates, didn't spend the money to help them. And in fact, if you remember, over the summer, he criticized the level of quality of some of the candidates that the Republicans were putting up. So, yes, whether he'll be the minority leader again, probably. But again, he is not held in high regard by the MAGA Republicans, who said that they will basically not work with him.
Now, when you look at the disadvantages that Trump faces, the hills he has to climb, the legal difficulties he, as you say, hopes to inoculate himself against, he can't inoculate himself against Father Time. And if the Democrats end up with someone other than Joe Biden, that might become an issue. But just in terms of pure popularity, the polls are suggesting that he just doesn't have enough to win 2024.
Right. And, you know, his approval level has pretty much stayed anywhere from 38% to 42%. His negativity ratings are in the mid 40s. So, yes, with a normal candidate, you would say there is no way he could win. The thing with Trump is you can't rule him out, because, again, the way that the American electoral system works, we saw this in 2016. We saw in various cases in 2020. It just takes a couple of thousand votes in several states where there could be a path. I think the big question will be whether the country and much of the Republican Party has, quote unquote, Trump fatigue. This has been going on now since 2015. And between now and either the convention or now and the election 2 years from now, we're going to be hearing about Trump almost every single day. Is there going to be a fatigue about that?
He's given so many hostages to fortune as president. I mean, his carry-on with Putin might well be used in advertising campaigns against him. His handling of COVID and his bizarre claims for medicines that didn't work, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of stuff. And then, of course, the shadow of January the 6th, perhaps the biggest obstacle of all, because the Democrats used the fight for American democracy very effectively in the midterms.
Right. And already, if you were listening to the speech he gave last night and what his surrogates and followers are saying, they're portraying his fight against the COVID pandemic as a victory, that he did this. He brought this to where we are. And it was Biden who screwed everything up. As far as the January 6th, he touched on it, not by name, but slightly. But his surrogates are saying, hey, we're going to investigate the Democrats now for their investigation of January 6th. We want to know why people are still in jail, you know, for January 6th. So he has a habit of turning these losses into victories, or at least claiming that they are victories.
Dear, oh dear, we criticize Russia. We can look to the United States to see a really broken system where gerrymandering of constituencies and downright lies on the part of, at the very least, Trump and his acolytes, makes us quite uneasy about the future of your great country. But Terry, thank you very much for joining us. Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor at WSHU Public Radio.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.